Hi, I'm Grant Armstrong, and I get to serve as directing pastor here at St. John's United Methodist Church in Edwardsville, Illinois. We exist to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Our desire is to be a beacon of faith and service, focusing our passions and gifts to reflect Christ's love to the world. You're invited to join us each week at 9 a.m. for a time of traditional worship or at 11 a.m. for contemporary worship. Thanks for joining us for this online version of the sermon.
Our first scripture comes from Matthew 17, verses 24 through 27. On their arrival in Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax came to Peter and asked him, "Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes, he does," Peter replied. Then he went into the house. But before he had a chance to speak, Jesus asked him, "What do you think, Peter? Do kings tax their own people or the people they have conquered? "They tax the people they have conquered," Peter replied. "Well then," Jesus said, "the citizens are free. However, we don't want to offend them, so go down to the lake and throw in a line. Open the mouth of the first fish you catch, and you will find a large silver coin. Take it and pay the tax for both of us."
Our second scripture today comes from Exodus 30, verses 13 through 16. "Each person who is counted must give a small piece of silver as a sacred offering to the Lord. This payment is half a shekel, based on the sanctuary shekel, which equals 20 gerahs. All who have reached their 20th birthday must give this sacred offering to the Lord. When this offering is given to the Lord to purify your lives, making you right with him, the rich must not give more than the specified amount, and the poor must not give less. Receive this ransom money from the Israelites and use it for the care of the tabernacle. It will bring the Israelites to the Lord's attention, and it will purify your lives." This is the word of the Lord.
A brief moment of explanation of that passage before Sammy comes up and shares her reflection and words of gratitude with us. In that passage from Matthew, how many people showed up at the shore of Capernaum? It was Jesus and the apostles. How many people showed up?
13.
13, right? Okay, and so when Peter was going to then pay the temple tax, Jesus said, "You can pull out a coin that will be enough for both of us." So how many people paid the temple tax?
Two.
Both is two. In the original Greek, if you're reading that, it looks at you, singular, and me. So it's the both of them, two of them. So that means that there were several people, 11 of them, who did not pay their temple tax. Why? I think the explanation comes in Exodus chapter 30, where we get to see how it is that people who have reached their 20th birthday have paid the temple tax. Have you thought about that? Now, in a lot of European oil paintings, we see these apostles as older men who are bearded, balding, gray. But in reality, these are about high school-aged apprentices between the ages of 16 and 19 that Jesus has selected to share the message of the gospel and transform the world. Have you thought about that before? Have you thought about how their behavior, their impetuousness may feel a little adolescent? How when the mother of John and James came forward and tried to vie for a place of authority alongside Jesus, it wasn't because it was this pair of old men's mother, it was a pair of teens who had their mother come and say, "I want them to sit at your right hand, your left hand." And so what we have is a likelihood that Jesus chose people between the ages of 16 and 19 to share the message of the good news and absolutely transform the world through this revolutionary message. It makes sense. It really makes sense. And that's one of the reasons why we get to celebrate that the youth of the church are not just the church of the future. They are the church of right now. And we get to enjoy their leadership and their service today. And Sammy is going to bring us a beautiful word this morning. So let's welcome her.
Thank you for that, Pastor Grant. So today I'm just going to be talking about me and my experience in this church. So one of the things that I've always looked forward to when coming to this church is the music. Our praise band is amazing, and I've always loved listening to music and singing. And my favorite song was always this song called "Big, Big House." And I really loved it because it was just a really fun song. There was a part where it said, "A big, big yard where we can play football." And I loved that part because someone from the congregation would always shout, "Touchdown." And I loved the idea of God having a big house for everyone. Everyone being involved and connected in Christ was something that helped me out a lot through my younger years. I don't know if everyone remembers middle school, but it's rough. Obviously, as I look back, I feel like the problems that I had weren't so significant. But at the time, everything was a big deal. I was a very dramatic child. Big thank you to my parents and family for putting up with that. But having my church community supporting me gave me a sense of belonging whenever I felt lost or like I didn't belong. This song, Big, Big House, made me really happy. It was a very upbeat song. It made me feel involved and included in something that is bigger than me, because no matter what happened, God had a big, big house with a big, big table and a big, big yard where we can all play football. So, a bit of backstory about my experiences through the church. I've been here since I was born. I was baptized here, and I've attended pretty much every Sunday since. Whether it be the morning after homecoming or prom, I was at church. It was never a question for me. Sunday is for church. When I was younger, it never occurred to me that others did not share that experience of having Sundays for church. Even now, I'm still shocked about the things that I think of as common knowledge that others never experienced before. And therefore, they don't know about these things. For example, this year I took a medieval history class. One of our units was on religion, because religion was really important to a lot of older cultures. For me, it was the easiest unit we had, easy A, because we talked about the things that I'm used to, like communion, which I serve. And most people who attend church are aware of what communion is and why we do it. So it seemed like really common knowledge to me. During this class, I often talked to this girl behind me. She was super nice, and we got along really well. Well, we often studied for the tests together before we took them. One of these test days, we were studying for this particular test over the unit of religion, when my good friend asked me what communion was. I was shocked. I mean, this blew me away. It was such a crazy idea that people my age don't have this very, what I think of as common experience. However, the more I thought about it, the more that I realized that there really aren't many people my age who regularly attend church. I have had the privilege of being born and raised within this church, thanks to my mom bringing me every Sunday when I was younger. Because I was always involved in my church community, I have seen and done things that I believe have helped me to shape me into who I am. I honestly can't imagine a Sunday morning not attending church. Even now, Sundays are for church, because even now that I do have other places where I feel accepted and loved, church is still my second home. The people who have been here are like family to me. Jan Demby, for example. I've known her for my entire life. She held me when I was a baby and has helped me countless times since. Every time I see her, I'm happy. She's one of the people that I asked to write a letter of recommendation for me whenever I ended up applying for scholarships or for college. I've always looked up to her as an amazing role model, and I honestly don't know what I would do without her. And thanks to this church, I've had her in my life. Because I'm used to this church, I have people in the community that I think of so incredibly highly of. I find it easy to talk to the people here, easy to get involved. Even when I was younger, I attended church camps and other youth group activities that gave me a very positive outlook on church. These experiences encouraged me to get even more involved around the church as I got older and was able. I went on my first mission trip my freshman year of high school because that was the first year that I was able to. My brother and sister had both been on mission trips before, And I always heard these amazing stories about what they did on their trips and all of the experiences they had while they were gone. I just knew that it was something that I wanted to be a part of. As the time got closer to me to go on the mission trip, I was getting more and more nervous. I mean, I'm not exactly someone who does much physical labor. I was so scared that I wouldn't be able to help, or that people would look down on me because I was a girl or my age, and I didn't want to show up and not be able to do the task that was given to us. At this point, I was really insecure about my abilities and what I was able to do overall. But I'll never forget that mission trip. We were reshingling an elderly man's roof, and I didn't really believe that I was actually capable of physical labor. It was a pretty scary time. But I tried really hard because I wanted to show the people of my church that, and everyone around me, including myself, that I could do it, that I could help. In return, everyone around me was incredible. Even the man who wasn't from our church, the expert assigned to teach our group how to put shingles on a roof. He saw how hard I was trying, and even though I couldn't hit the nails as hard or move as fast as some of the other people there, especially the people who actually knew what they were doing, he made sure that I had something to do because he could tell how badly I wanted to work and to help. That mission trip taught me something. Taught me to be confident in myself, because now I know that I can do something if I try hard enough, and if I have support from those around me. It gave me so much confidence that I even enrolled in a class in high school called Theater Arts 2, which, if you don't know, this class consists of using power tools, building things, and learning how to sew. Thanks to my new confidence, I signed up, and I have since learned to do a lot of things. And I've even made a lot of things for shows at the high school, such as a bench, a dress, and even a big pink palm tree. As much as this trip taught me to be confident in myself, it also taught me to be confident in my faith. It was a huge turning point in my faith. Of course, I always believed. After all, church has been a huge part of my life. But during that mission trip, I experienced Christ in a way that I had never had before. Working on a roof in the sun was hot and hard, and it was tiring. And there was supposed to be a big rainstorm this day. We weren't done with the shingles. Part of the roof was still uncovered. We had to cover it before the rain came, or else it would damage the man's house and undo all of this work that we were trying to put in. So we worked really hard, and during lunch, we prayed. We asked God to please hold off the rain until we could get the roof covered so that it would not leak and damage this man's house. And as the day got on, the clouds got more and more dark. And it took a lot of hard work, and we were scared it was going to rain the entire time. But we were finally able to get the roof covered without any rain. And almost the second that we had that roof covered and safe and secure, it started to downpour. In that moment, I felt the presence of Christ there with us, watching over us and helping us in our mission. I've also been really involved with our Twigs program. It's an amazing organization that gives sack lunches to kids in the summer who may not normally get a lunch. Volunteering for this program was such an amazing experience. When I look back on each day that I was there handing out lunches, there's one huge thing that I will always remember. Every single child who received a lunch from us said thank you. Every single one. As I move forward, that's what I'm going to remember. I'm going to remember how happy and excited and thankful that those kids were when I handed them a lunch. Seeing that look of excitement on the children's faces made all the preparation, heat, sunburn, and bug bites worth it, and I wouldn't change it for anything. My freshman year of high school, I was invited to be one of the Vacation Bible School leaders. This was an amazing experience for me, and I continued to volunteer for the next 3 years. I love seeing kids who have a passion for religion learn and continue to nourish that excitement. I love hearing the children recite the Bible verses that they took all day to remember. I've talked about my experiences in this church a lot today. This church has become a community for me. And thanks to my fantastic experiences, I was thrilled to continue to push myself to be a part of my church community. A scripture that we've talked about, not necessarily today, but that I've heard multiple times, is something that makes me very happy. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. God has given me this church and these people surrounding me. Thanks to the Lord and everything that the good Lord has given me, I've been filled with joy. I've been filled with peace as I know that I'll always have somewhere to turn to, even in my hardest moments. I know that this church and congregation will always be here for me. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Confident hope. I love that term. Hope for a better day. This church definitely gives me hope. I'm confident that things can get better whenever I attend this church because of the wonderful community of support and love that is here. Earlier, I talked about the songs at this church and how Big Big House has always been my favorite. But lately, my favorite song has changed. There's a different song that hits me with a wave of emotions each and every time that I hear our band play it. It's called If We Are the Body. The song begins with talking about a young girl who has been teased by her peers and is upset about it. She tries to disappear into the crowd that is her congregation. It also talks about a moment when a man is traveling and attends a church that he is not a regular at. He feels judged as people stare at and talk about him. Then the song goes on to say, "But if we are the body, why aren't his arms reaching? Why aren't his hands healing? Why aren't his words teaching? Jesus paid much too high a price for us to pick and choose who should come." I love this song. Church is an amazing community, and the thought that some people may not feel welcomed is something that may not feel welcome to something that is so wonderful breaks my heart. I believe that St. John's truly embodies what churches are. St. John's has so many ways to be involved. Earlier, someone told you about some of those. And I believe that we are really embodying what it means to be the body of Christ. I've talked so much about the experiences that I've had and the people who have helped me in my journey of faith, and I don't think that I could ever thank anyone here enough. The people here have welcomed me with open arms, making church a huge part of my life. And I'm so thankful for everyone who's helped me along my way. From my parents, to just some very involved adults, to the people I met on mission trips that helped me gain confidence and become who I am. Something that I hope everyone in the youth remembers, if nothing else, keep coming to church, stay involved, be active, and have a good time, because these are experiences that you will always remember. You'll look back on these years and think about the people and community and smile. I know that I will. And my message for all the adults who are here today is pretty simple. Thank you for being here for me. Thank you for helping to raise me. Thank you for supporting me when I needed it the most. Thank you.